Community members and leaders turned out last night to support the Muslim community in Milwaukee and worldwide. It was a vigil in response to the terror attack in New Zealand last week when a white supremacist gunned down 50 people at two mosques. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, those who attended the vigil said it was important to counter hate.
It was essentially standing room only at the Islamic Society last night. Hundreds looked on as 10th graders Obaid Graves and Samawiya Akhtar opened the vigil by reading and translating from the Quran.
O you who believe, seek help through patience, perseverance, and prayer. Indeed, God is with the patient.
Those in attendance included community members, faith and advocacy leaders, and elected officials. Before the program started, we spoke with people attending about why it was important for them to be there, including Africa Imani of Milwaukee.
As a Muslim and as a human being, first and foremost, you know, this kind of massacre that's happening in our world today, regardless of one's religion, but particular to one's religion, that being slaughtered just because you say you believe a certain way is certainly, number one, it's just unacceptable.
Koa Tao from New Berlin also came out to support and stand against hate. He's a member of St. Michael's Hmong Catholic community.
My thing is that it doesn't matter who you are, what kind of language you speak, we all humans, and if there's anything, we can always come together and talk about our differences instead of using violence.
Love must always win, said Reverend Christine Wilkie. She serves New Horizon United Church of Christ in Keewaskum.
I'm here because I believe in religious freedom, and I'm in solidarity with everyone, whatever religion they practice or if they practice none.
Wilkie says she really appreciates New Zealand's response to the attack, especially that of their prime minister.
They skipped right over the thoughts and prayers part and went right to action on gun laws, on just how they're stepping in to bury and help the families, and the leadership that she's calling for to work against white nationalism, not just in New Zealand, but everywhere.
Rachel Mushin Young is Jewish from Menominee Falls. She shares those sentiments.
My reaction to what happened is horror. My reaction to how the New Zealand government responded is awe.
Mushin says what happened in Christchurch should affect all of us.
There's more that we hold in common than separates us, and we need to be here for our brethren.
Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.